Okay, so here we're speaking about a Yisrael Kohen who has no one to marry except a woman of ill repute and the daughter of such a woman. Whatever, he's on an island. It's Yosef in Mitzrayim. Not everybody moves, you know. The guy's in China. He has big business dealings in China. And the question is, should he, you know, and he found this Jewish woman. Okay. Anyway, so now, here's the case. Lesser of two evils now. A Yisrael to marry this woman, or the daughter, or a Kohen to marry this woman. When faced with such a choice, one should marry the woman who is less halachically undesirable as the other one. Now the question is, who is the more undesirable or the less undesirable one of the two? The one that the rumors about the woman or the daughter? Now again, you cannot say usur because we don't know any facts. So if we knew facts, we could answer the question easier. But it's rumors. So now each one, there's a problem on each side. Okay, so he says, Rava, or was this Rava? He says, better to marry the woman of ill repute than the Al Yisa Basduma. And you shouldn't marry the daughter of ill repute. Okay, so Shmuel advises, marry the woman herself as opposed to the daughter. Okay, now, comes along, that's Shmuel. Why? Think about this. Shizu ba mitipek sher, because this one, the woman of ill repute, presumably came from a fit seed. In other words, the woman of ill repute, let's go back to her genealogy. Right? Now, this woman, who was a suspected adulteress, most likely, we didn't hear anything about her parents, so her pedigree, before she became an adulteress, she's a kosher Jewish woman. Because we assume her parents were fine. So she's for sure a kosher woman. All right, she was an adulteress, but in terms of her pedigree of making her usher to people, she's okay. Now, there's a shaila if she's a zona. There's a shaila if she's a zona, but we don't know if she's a zona. So her ancestry hasn't messed her up. Now, what about her own behavior? So let's say even if she was a Zona, could she be married to a regular Yisrael? Yes. Right? The only issue, and the truth is, it says even a Kohen's allowed to marry her according to the law, since it's only a rumor. Okay, so let's weigh the issues here. There's two issues here. There's a few issues here. There's the woman's pedigree. That's a very important thing. And then there's the woman herself. So if we're looking at this suspected adulteress, her pedigree, meaning her parents, are probably okay because we didn't hear anything bad about her parents. So she herself is fine in terms of pedigree. Now the question is, yeah, but she did an act that could make her a Zona, but we're not sure. Now, on that, so for Yisrael, he could for sure marry her because even if she's for sure a Zona, Yisrael's allowed to marry a Zona. Okay? If she marries a Kohen, okay, well, according to the law, she could, because we don't know. It's only suspected. Now, why is that better than the daughter?
I'm sorry, no. Is that more than suspected?
No, it's a rumor.
Well, if she has to be with her husband for 6 months...
Well, I don't know. No. I haven't said that. I didn't... No, not necessarily she hasn't been with her husband for 6 months. We're saying, let's say for sure we know the kid's a mamzeres. But not always do we know that. It could be the woman lives with her husband and she lives with another guy.
Yeah, okay.
If a woman has an affair, she's with the husband and she's with the other guy. So the husband at night and the guy in the afternoon, you know. So now let's take a look at the daughter now. Vezu, the daughter though, there's much worse. Even though the daughter didn't do anything, she runs greater risks because zuba mitipapsula. She can come more possibly from an unfit seed. Why? Because, let's say, for what example do we give? So let's say this woman's mother might have conceived her, let's say, from a mamzer. Because, you know, there's rumors about her, right? So what if, the lady was rumored to fool around with a mamzer? Okay? Now, what would happen now, if the allegation was true? What would the girl's status be? A mamzeres. All right? That's usher to everybody. Now, what if, let's say, the mother fooled around with a goy? So even though she's permitted to a Jew, but it's called a tainted lineage because you have non-Jewish genes in the blood. So Shmuel considers the possibility of having been born from a forbidden union to be a greater flaw in one's marital eligibility than the possibility of having actually participated in such a union. Therefore, recommends that when faced with a choice between these two women, it's preferable to marry the woman of ill repute rather than the daughter of such a woman. Okay, here's the point. Let's look in terms of pedigree and in terms of midos. Okay, now listen, in terms of midos, who's for sure worse? The mother. Because we know one thing's for sure. She's, you know, when there's smoke, there's fire. She's rumored, even if she knew anything, it isn't great. The daughter, what do you want from her? She's a daughter. Just because she's born. So in terms of the midos stuff, the mother's worse for sure. But on the other hand, in terms of pedigree, this daughter can have the worst possible pedigree, not her fault at all. But she could have the worst possible pedigree. She could actually be a mamzeres. She could actually be a mamzeres, which your mom is not allowed to marry. So while the woman, let's figure this way, a woman to a Yisrael, this woman, no matter what avera she does, no matter who she slept with, can she get married to a regular Yisrael? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now this daughter, though, depending if the mother was with anybody she wanted to be with, the daughter could very well be totally prohibited. Again, it's only a doubt. It's not actually prohibited, but it's a doubt. You don't want to get involved. So now, who has the worst doubt surrounding them? The daughter has the worst doubt because she could have a worse pedigree. You know, again, you don't know. The mother's not going to disclose who she was fooling around with either. But, you know, they're rumors. She's the kind of woman, an easy woman. She could be anybody. She could be with anybody. So the daughter now could have the worst possible pedigree that would prohibit her to be with people. Right? So, while on the other hand, but the mother is a much worse human being than the daughter. So Shmuel says, if I have to push comes to shove, what's the lesser of two evils? The lesser is the pet that you'd rather prefer a weak pedigree than weak midos. All right? You'd prefer the one with the better pedigree than bad midos. That's what I meant to say. You go with the better pedigree. So the mother has a better pedigree because we don't know anything wrong with her. The daughter could have a much worse pedigree, even though it's not the daughter's fault. He's saying go for pedigree as opposed to character. That's what he's saying. One second, let's just finish this. The reason given by Shmuel for avoiding the daughter is that she might have come from unfit seed, which means that her father is suspected of being unfit. He's a mamzer, an idolater. This reason, though, is not needed in the case of a woman who was married at the time of her alleged promiscuities, because in that case, her daughter would be forbidden, even if the father was a regular Jew. Right? Because it'd be a mamzeres. Mamzeres because she was another man. So that's even worse, right? So thus, Shmuel apparently speaks only, so I guess he's only speaking of an unmarried woman. Okay? So Shmuel apparently speaks only of an unmarried woman, in which case the daughter is indeed permitted unless the father is unfit. However, the continuation of the passage clearly refers to a married woman. Shmuel's statement must therefore apply to both married and unmarried women. Okay, although his stated reason is relevant only to one who's not married, his basic statement applies to a married woman. Basically, he's saying, no matter what, if this woman is married or not married, the daughter is in risk of having a not kosher pedigree. We'll see why. You're asking, what do you mean if the mother's married, it's for sure bad? No, it's not for sure bad because you're not sure who the kid is. It could be the father. In other words, let's look at a married woman. A married woman who's rumored of adulterous affairs and she has a daughter. Now, let's think about it. If it could be, number one, she's a married woman. If this kid is the child of anybody else than the father, she's a mamzeres, straight out.
If he's a Jew.
If he's a Jew, right. However, if he's anybody else, yeah, well, that's a strong likelihood he's a Jew, right? So she could be a real mamzeres, and even if not, she could have a status of a zona. So there's all kinds of problems could happen to the daughter if the mother's married or not married. Even the mother was not married. If she goes and as with a close relationship she can't be with, then she's his owner, and the kid can have messed up pedigree as well. If the kid's a goy, a mom's there, whatever. The kid is definitely in a worse position in terms of pedigree. The woman, the worst the woman can be, the worst, the mother, is a zona not married to, allowed to marry a kohen. That's the worst. But she certainly carries a lot better pedigree. Now, question? But then there's tainted seed that the fact he's not Jewish, though. But it's still tainted seed. What? That's okay. No, even your momser, you're Jewish. A momser's Jewish. Momser can marry a Jew, but has to marry another momser.
But the daughter is Jewish.
100%. But there's rumors.
100%, but we're saying, but she's tainted because the father is not Jewish.
It's a doubt. There's so many doubts. Number one, we don't know who the father is. First of all, we don't know if she's usher, but if she is, if it was, it could be she's a mamzer if the mother was married. If the mother was not married, when she was single, the mother could have been with a man who was a mamzer. So then the kid will be a mamzer. What? It doesn't matter, but there's a doubt. There's a doubt. That's all we're saying. It's a doubt.
Could be.
You ask questions. You know what kind of questions I get asked? People call me, especially we have a Baal Tshuva Kehila. You don't know what kind of questions people, from people, they're asking all kinds of questions. They ask. Okay, so you have to find out. I mean, usually, let's put it this way. You know, like I know my mother wasn't. You know, if your mother was, you'd hear things. You know what I'm saying?
And, I guess I'm saying it's similar to go by the majority. Like, the chances are the guy she fools around with,
okay,
what the odds are he's a mom?
Well, it doesn't matter. So we're just saying, what's the lesser of two evils? We're not saying you're forbidden to marry her. Remember, we're not saying because of that. Your logic therefore says, if you do marry her, it's okay. We're not going to force you to divorce her. The question is, if I'm going to pick between the two, which has the higher risk of maybe I'm getting myself in worse trouble? That's all. We're not saying anything is definite here. If it was definite, you couldn't marry either the mother or the daughter.
So here's the other question, then. And I get that the consequences of the daughter is worse than the mother. Except that it all hinges on the same doubt on the mother.
Right, but the consequence for the mother isn't as bad. If the mother slept with a mamzer, okay, mamish a mamzer, can she now marry another Jewish man? No problem. Okay, there's not a big consequence there. The only thing is a problem for her is maybe a kohen. Okay, now the daughter, if the mother really was with a mamzer and she's the daughter of that. Now it's a serious consequence. So that's what I'm saying. The consequence, even though the mother's a worse human being for doing the sin, and the daughter didn't do anything wrong, Shmuel is saying, we look at the consequence, potential consequences of pedigree. Who has the potentially worse, the potentially not as bad pedigree, the better pedigree, is the one that's better to marry, although she's for sure a worse person. That's Shmuel's direction. Okay, good. Now, let's take the next rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Yisa Adam Bas Duma, better to marry the girl who's from the woman we're rumored about. Val Yisa Duma, and don't marry the woman that's rumored about. Why? Shizu, because this one, the daughter, he's a different svara. Omedes Becheskes Kashrus. The daughter enjoys a presumption of being kosher. We'll have to explain why. Vizu eina omedes becheskes kashrus, but this lady who had the rumor does not have a presumption of being kosher. Why is that? So now we have to say the following. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we do not suspect that the daughter is unfit. His reason is that even an adulterous woman is intimate more frequently with her husband than with her adulterers. This is a rule, which we're going to see. In other words, hence, so let, now this is only interestingly though, That svar only applies to a married woman, not a single woman. So I don't know what it will do about that. But anyway, hence the father of her daughter is presumably her husband. Okay? In other words, there's a rule. Again, we can't say, again, we're dealing with an area of doubt. You have to remember, it's an area of doubt. The best situation is doubt. The general rule is, if a man is married to a woman, and a woman has an adulterous affair, without doing private eye investigations, the general rule is, a woman will still have more intimacy with her husband than with the adulterer. And therefore, the odds are that the daughter is a product of the father. Of course, there could be situations where the woman hasn't been with her husband for years. But we, you know, you'll never know. Certain things, you know, it's not the kind of thing we can really bring a lot of witnesses to. You know? So therefore, we have to say a general rule. If a woman is married, you know, out of every 100 women who have adulterous affairs, okay, who have they had more intimacy with during the times of the adulterous affairs? The general rule is she had more intimacy with her husband. And since she had more intimacy with her husband, the assumption is that the daughter is okay, and that's called the cheskes kashrus. Okay? Now, look, that's by a married woman. Let's look in the brackets. In the case of an unmarried woman, a parallel reason applies. Since most men are fit, that's what you were saying before. Let's look at now. She can fool around with so many men in the world, but let's figure how many of them are really going to make her child a problem. Right? Can we assume that she could have one of them? There's mostly Jewish guys that aren't mamzers or goyim. It's hard for a Jewish guy to be a goy, right? So in your average Jewish city, there's Jewish guys she can fool around with much more than a mamzer, which is a small minority, or goyim. Their daughter should be considered permitted, all right? So he's going with the odds, okay? And the odds are better for her, the girl. Now, obviously, the mother is for sure a worse person. That's always without question. Given that both the women, the woman of old repute and the daughter are assumed to be free of a forbidden status. You see what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, different than Shmuel. Shmuel says, you know, there's a good possibility that the mother, you know, was with a mamzer, or the mother was with an adulterous affair. And if that's so, it's really bad. Says Rabbi Yochanan, even if the girl has a cheskes kashrus, we assume she's good, because most of the time it won't be that way. If she's married to her husband, it'll most likely be from the husband. Even if she wasn't married, it's most likely from a person who's not going to make her unkosher. And she has what we call a chazaka, this is an assumption that she's going to be better. Shmuel will disagree and say, I don't go with that assumption. That's what he will disagree with that assumption. So, therefore, given that Rabbi Yochanan differentiates with him, so now, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, pedigree is equal, because it's not such a serious worry for the daughter to begin with. So pedigree is equal, so what's going to tip it over the top? He advised against marrying a woman suspected of promiscuity because she might commit adultery after the marriage. After all, she's already got rumors. Thereby become prohibited to her husband. A woman's suspected of adultery. Great. You want to marry such a woman? Because if she does adultery once with you, man, you got to divorce her. Should he be unaware? Listen to this one. What if the husband marries her and he's unaware of her extramarital affairs and failed to issue divorce? He will commit a transgression every time he cohabits with her, although unknowns to him. The daughter, on the other hand, enjoys a presumption of righteousness. As in the case with all other Jewish women, we do not suspect that they will commit adultery. In view of this difference, Rabbi Yochanan says that if one must choose between a woman of ill repute and a daughter of such a woman, he is advised to marry the daughter. So basically, what it's boiling down to is the following. How much do we assume the daughter has possibly a bad pedigree over the mother or not? Shmuel seems to say she definitely has a worse odds. Worse odds because the result of these unions is worse for her than for the mother. On the other hand, and therefore that's a bigger concern, although the woman's not so amazing, but the pedigree is a worse concern. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, not really. The daughter doesn't have any worse pedigree concerns because we go with the majority, and the majority is on her side, so she's kind of equal to the mother. So now we go to the next area of let's look at what kind of woman she is. And the mother, who's rumored to be promiscuous, would be prohibited to her husband immediately, as opposed to the daughter who doesn't have any bad track record for her. So that's the machlokas. We got clear the machlokas now? What? You like who? You like Rabbi Yochanan. You like the guy who's Well, no, either way, somebody, one takes priority of the other. But yeah, you like the person, wasn't their fault.
Yeah,
what did she do? What did she do? That's what I'm saying. I understand. That's the emotional side.
That, though, but like you said, the odds are in her favor.
Okay. So, but on the other hand, it's possible things weren't good. But he's saying we'll go with the Rove, and that's it. Rove decides. Finish. A majority is a decision, and we live with the majority. That's it.
And if we think we're the smoke that's fire, then why get involved with a woman anyway? She's going to cheat on you, probably.
Okay.
So his logic makes good sense.
But if you disagree with that idea, that to say that the majority of the time, of the intimacy, then you could see the other side. Now, with one question and one answer, we're not going to finish this today. Basically, we're going to ask a question from a Brisa. Okay, Brisa's gold standard. Brisa says the following: Noise Adam Duma, a man may marry a woman of ill repute. Very cryptic Brisa. A man may marry a woman of ill repute. Right? And the Bryce doesn't make any reservations about it. Just say, yeah, you want to marry a woman of ill repute. And rumored of ill repute. It thus contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, who said that a man should avoid marrying such a woman. Okay, you should be able to answer the question before the Gemara answers it. What? The problem is, the Bryce didn't mention anything about a daughter. Our Shiloh was, what's the lesser of two evils? You talking a man may woman of ill repute. So who says he can't marry a daughter of ill repute? So Amar Rava says, what are you talking about? Vitisbra, do you think that even the Brisa that says a man may marry a woman of ill repute, do you think Nosei Chachil, you think the Brisa saying initially it's the best thing in the world? You think the Brisa is saying, oh, it's a mitzvah to do this? It's just saying, if she did it, it's b'dieved. Brisa must mean Ella im Nosei. If he married her, then it's okay. Well, now you already show me that the Bryce is a little corrupted. The way the Bryce was brought out, you can't say it means initially. So the Bryce itself, the way we've brought it down, is a little corrupted. So if already says it's a little corrupted, then we can already say it totally different. Tadidab, we can already say it means Bas Duma. It says a man can marry a Bas Duma the same way. Finished. So that's no proof at all. It's too cryptic of a Bryce to give anything definitive. And now we're even going to get to the Halacha. You're going to finally get one where we get an answer. The Hilchos and the law is Yisa Adam Bas Duma. Better to marry the daughter of the possible promiscuous woman. Fa'al Yisa Duma. And better not to marry the promiscuous women. Why? Because we have a Braisa. Ditani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamei Rav Ebo. Rav Tachlifa, who came from Eretz Yisrael, taught the following before Rav Avo, the following. He says, Isha Mizana, let's say a woman who is for sure guilty 100% of adulterous behavior. She wasn't warned, she's not going to get killed, but there are witnesses that we know for sure she's adulterous, and her husband's going to divorce her. But guess what? She got pregnant. Now, the question is, the children, she was married when she did adultery. Question is, the boys, the daughters, are they mamzers or not? Look what the psak is. B'nechem, their children are kosher. Why? And here's the rule. Because rov be'ilas, most cohabitations that she has, when she's married, even though she is adulterous, achar habal, they go after the husband. So therefore, there's no concern of the children. And this is l'chadchila now. A for sure adulteress, not a rumored. A for sure adulteress. You say, well, what about the kid? The law is, we assume we go with the majority. Even an unfaithful wife cohabits more frequently with her husband than with other men. Therefore, even if witnesses testify that such a woman committed adultery, can be assumed that her children were conceived through her husband and not the adulterer. Now, if that's the case, so when choosing between a woman of ill repute and the daughter of such a woman, the only issue to consider is whether she will be faithful to him. Since in this respect, the daughter is probably the mother, she should select the daughter. And therefore, we have an answer to our Shiloh. Then, okay, we're going to stop here, and then.
The father is, except the husband is impotent, of course, then the assumption falls away.
Yeah, if you knew for sure the husband was impotent.
Yeah, obviously.
If he was a Saris, then, yeah. But other than that.
They're just trying to make it so that there's less issues.